Morning. Monday, April the 12th. That day resonates with so many people because today is the day when a lot more freedom comes and a lot more accessibility to shops and hairdressers and all those sort of things. So I want to start this Monday morning off with a great psalm. I'm going to read it to you. I've mentioned it a few times before, but I've got this book, Psalms Now, that somebody bought me that's a very modern translation. And I read this just the other day, Psalm 32. And I've read it a couple of times because it is so powerful in its wording and its imagery. And I just think sometimes these words are so rich that we can dine on them for at least hours. And so on this Monday morning, I just want to bless your life and your heart, your soul and your spirit with the reading of Psalm 32, taken from Psalms Now. This is Psalm 32. The person who knows the meaning of forgiveness, who is no longer plagued by past failures, who stands blameless and guilt-free before God, that person is rich indeed. Every time I attempt to handle my own guilt by ignoring it, rationalizing it, or just running away from it, some unseen power or pressure from the depths of my being squeezes my life dry, leaving me empty. But when I face up to my failures and confess them, when I open up my guilt-ridden heart to you, O God, then I realize the blessed meaning of forgiveness. Thus, everyone who claims faith in the loving God needs to cling to his acceptance and concern. Times of darkness will come. Life's storms and tempests will continue to rage, but the faithful shall not be destroyed. You are, O God, a place of refuge. You enable us to face our problems. You keep us from being destroyed by them. Even within the darkness surrounding me, in the midst of life's turmoil, I can hear the voice of God. Even these things serve a purpose in your life. Don't sell them short, for they are steps along my path for you. Stop being stubborn and stupid like some undiscerning jackass that has to be driven with sticks and whips. The faithful and the faithless both suffer the uncertainties and insecurities of this life. But the children of God can depend always on the love of their Father. It is for this reason that there is light even in the midst of darkness, incomprehensible joy in the midst of sorrow, and we can find a measure of happiness and well-being, regardless of the circumstances that surround us. That is Psalm 32 from Psalms Now. And I just believe that as you listen to this and perhaps play it through again, that those words and the season of life that you're going through now will just gel together. And you'll find yourself internally and externally surrounded by the peace that is knowing Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you on this morning of a new week. We surrender ourselves to you and pray that the bareness and the vulnerability of our life will just be laid bare before you. And in that, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness, your healing and your hope. Come afresh to us now for this day and the days that lay ahead. Our love is all yours. Our devotion is all yours, Lord. And we come and we sit by you and find the wisdom and knowledge and strength that that brings to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Make it a great day. Carpe diem.